Oh, for many reality TV fans, it doesn't get any better than Discovery Channel's Deadliest Catch. You know, the one about crab fishermen in Alaska.
Come hell or high water, Captain Keith plans to fish as he's 100,000 pounds shy of catching his quota.
All right, now, the show is in its fifth season, and some of those crab fishermen are thinking about the future. They are fishing for tourists. NPR's Martin Costi sends us the latest episode from Seattle.
A cloudy day dawns over Seattle's fisherman's terminal. For the crew of the Sea Star, it's an ominous sign.
Typical rainy Seattle days doesn't do a lot for the tourist business.
In this game, the weather can make you and it can break you. Just yesterday, a downpour canceled two bus tours. And right now, the boat's main attraction is a deckhand.
Hi, yeah, I'm Kenny Hendricks, deck boss, number one man of the Geritol Brigade on the Sea Star in the first season.
Hendricks is a good guy, but he's not going to bring out the big crowds. If this crew wants to make money today, it needs more star power. In the onboard gift shop, manager Mike Day gets word of an impending visit by one of the captains from the show.
Anytime we have any of the captains down here, it just goes bonkers. It's going to be a good day. Feel it in my bones.
And sure enough, just as the sun breaks through the clouds, the fans start showing up.
How much is it?
The tour?
Yeah.
$10 for adults, $7.50 for juniors and seniors.
But then, disaster.
How old is a senior?
60.
Seniors get a 25% discount.
Are you a senior, ma'am?
I'm what?
Are you a senior?
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
This is going to put a big dent in the day's haul. The Sea Star's crew is used to adversity. Ever since they set up here in Seattle's Fisherman's Terminal, they've had to endure a lot of guff. Kenny Hendricks says the old Norwegian fishermen who drink coffee all day in the cafe are the worst.
One of the old-timers actually saw me in my overalls here last week, and he went, "You don't look like much of a movie star dressed that way."
But today, things are looking good. Celebrity captain Phil Harris pulls up in a red Corvette, parking it right on the dock. Snakeskin boots and a lit cigarette, he's not in a talkative mood, but that's okay. The fans just want to take a look at him, get their pictures with him, and maybe buy a pound of the coffee he sells on the side. Captain Phil's Deadliest Brew. Martin Costi, NPR News, at Seattle's deadliest tourist trap.